With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is talk of a possible proposal for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
Came hours after a high-level Egyptian official visited Israel. Their discussion focused on a limited exchange of hostages and the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. Egypt intensifies efforts to negotiate a deal to end the months-long war and hold off a possible Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. Meanwhile, in a recent Israeli airstrike in Rafah, a house was hit, killing more than five people, including children, according to officials at a local hospital. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new gun law in effect in Tennessee. Ed Donahue has that story.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed into law a bill that allows teachers and staff to be allowed to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. The signing comes a year after a deadly shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville. Opponents were very loud. Governor Lee initially asked lawmakers to keep guns away from people deemed a danger to themselves or others in response to the shooting. Republican lawmakers like Ryan Williams ignored the request.
What you're doing is you're creating a deterrent.
According to the statute, which becomes effective immediately, parents and other teachers will be barred from knowing who is armed at their schools. I'm Ed Donahue.
United Auto Workers reaching a last-minute tentative deal with Daimler Truck, averting a potential strike of more than 7,000 workers. The union struck a four-year agreement with the German company just before the expiration of the previous contract, which was enacted 6 years ago. It covers workers at various plants in North Carolina and plants in Atlanta and Memphis. This is SRN News. Well, another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, Blue Heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. International Christian Concern says radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are now behind the, quote, uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. This is SRN News. Paying to drive in the Big Apple.
Starting June 30th, most drivers will pay a $15 toll to enter Manhattan's Central Business District. Under the so-called congestion pricing plan, the fee will apply to most drivers who enter Manhattan south of 60th Street during daytime hours. Tolls will be higher for larger vehicles, lower for nighttime entries into the city, as well as for motorcycles. The program, approved by lawmakers in 2019, is supposed to raise $1 billion a year to fund public transportation for the city's 4 million daily riders. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Measure of inflation, closely tracked by the Fed, remained high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon and underscoring a burden for the president's reelection bid. Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month. More details at SRNnews.com.